Thank you, Chip. Good afternoon. I'm very honored to address the Society in this national meeting, this annual meeting. As Attorney General Ed Meese was introducing his wonderful speech after lunch, and he was, I think, leading us to some doubt as to whether the rule of law does pertain to this state, I was very worried because I am going to talk about the civil law, the common law, and the market. And I was thinking if he gets to the conclusion that the rule of law does not pertain here, that's the end of my talk. Fortunately, that was not the case. I'll share with you a few comments on these matters from the perspective of Friedrich Hayek and Bruno Leoni. And I hope that I will convey to you the sense that there are a number of conditions that would allow for either of these great Western legal traditions to support the market order from the perspective of these legal philosophers. No one would seriously suggest these days that a legal order can operate on the basis of the rule of arbitrary will rather than the rule of law. Therefore, the correct understanding of the concept of law is crucial. If law were defined in terms of a set of rules enacted by the decision of the majority of a legislative body, regardless of the content, nature, and structure of those rules, the end product would probably be something similar to the rule of arbitrary will. According to Hayek, even where the concept of law would be extended to a set of rules enacted by a legitimately elected majority under more general principles contained in the Constitution, it is still possible to arrive at a situation close to the rule of arbitrary will. Additionally, Hayek observes that individual rights cannot be stated in an absolute manner in any constitution or bill of rights. Generally, it is necessary to leave room for legal exceptions and qualifications, and in practice, such is the case in most constitutions I know. Therefore, the fact that a reasonably framed constitution would establish certain substantive limits regarding the legislative process is not enough to prevent deviations from the general principles which protection is intended. The difference, thus, between the rule of arbitrary will and the rule of law directly depends on the concept of law that one is prepared to accept. Neither Hayek nor Leoni believed that the concept of law is a matter of majority will, but rather a process of discovery, not invention, of the rules of conduct that govern the relations among individuals. They both noticed that the discovery of the law is a continuous and evolutionary process. In order to understand what is meant by the discovery process, a further distinction is necessary. This is the distinction between the rules of just conduct and the rules of organization, or the distinction between private law and public law, respectively. Law proper, the private law, comprises those rules applied to the solution of disputes between private parties, or a private party and the state, where the state is not acting in the exercise of its jus imperium, but only in its capacity as an ordinary legal entity. Public law or legislation, in turn, refers to the organization of government and the different public agencies, and the determination of the rights and obligations between the citizens and the state as such. This distinction is relevant because the nature of each type of rules relates to a different intellectual process for their articulation. The discovery process that I have referred to takes place where the rules belong to the private law domain. But the same is not generally true where the rules belong to the public law domain. Thus, both Hayek and Leone observed that the nature of the abstract rules of just conduct and that of the rules of organization is different. And this distinction is directly related to the question whether the market may or not flourish within the framework of the legal system. If my understanding of Hayek's and Leone's ideas is correct, they differ as to what would be the appropriate institutional arrangements necessary to allow for the operation of the process of discovery of the private law. They both agree that the discovery process, in order to articulate the rules of private law, should be the primary task of the courts. However, Hayek suggests that, in addition to the courts, another constitutional body should be established. This would be a sui generis legislative body in charge of laying down the abstract rules of conduct and in charge of permanently revising them. Leone, on the other hand, favored a case law system in the hands of the courts for the discovery, articulation, and application of the rules of private law. Their different views, those of Hayek and Leone, within this context, are also interesting because they both describe in a like manner the historical background of continental European legal institutions, to which reference has already been made in the morning. The historical phenomenon that deserves attention is that for a very considerable period of time, the private law became articulated as a result of fundamentally a discovery process. The theories of popular sovereignty of the French Revolution led, much later, to the belief that the law, any law, would be valid only if approved by the people through their representatives. No legal rule would be valid which had not been the result of the state's legislative action, and thus, when the Napoleonic codification took place, the different codes enacted derived their authority, no longer only from the fact that they embodied long recognized and settled rules of private law, but from the official sanction of the state. The question was no longer whether the private law was fair and sound, but whether it was officially valid. The problem concerning the legitimacy of the law became reduced to a formal question. Anything passed by the legislature in a manner according with the legislative process has ever since been considered the law, regardless of the nature and content of the rules. According with Hayek, the failure to establish an institutional arrangement leading to the distinction between the rules of private law and those of government resulted in a considerable confusion as to what the object of legislation should be. General and just rules of conduct, which had long been applied and followed by the courts, have since the emergence of the doctrine of popular sovereignty been considered as equal to any legislated rule. This confusion generally results in the prevalence of rules that are only formally valid over the rules that, through a process of piecemeal discovery, became over time the main body of the common law in England or the civil law on the continent. Therefore, a legal system supportive of the market requires the subordination of the rules of organization, the public law, to the order that flows from the adaptation of each individual's conduct to the general and abstract rules that have been discovered over centuries to conform the private law. The public law ought to be used in order to organize and establish those institutions necessary to safeguard the order that derives from the observation by the individuals interacting in society of the principles and rules of the private law. In order to achieve this, Hayek proposed an ideal constitution, which elements I think have been discussed in on other occasions in order to remain within the rule of law here and obey Chip, I will not get into that. On the other hand, Leoni proposed a different approach, not new to a person living in a common law jurisdiction, but perhaps too distant to a person living in a civil law jurisdiction. The basic idea would be to give the judiciary the exclusive power to lay down the rules of private law. The reasons for this, in addition to the fact that the discovery process to articulate the rules of private law requires, as it was rightly mentioned in the morning, that it requires real-world cases as a starting point, are also that the risks of practicing constructivism through the legal process becomes significantly reduced if the lawmaker, actually the law discoverer, the judge, in this case, may only articulate a rule of law when in presence of a real-world case. Thus, to the extent that the institutional arrangement would prevent the other branches of government, as Attorney General Mies was reminding us earlier today, so long as these other branches of government would be excluded from promulgating the private law, this latter would only develop from the discovery process undertaken by the courts on occasion of the resolution of concrete legal disputes and not judicial activism. Hayek believed that with a proper definition of the concept of law, a higher chamber, different from the representative assembly and elected differently, would be capable of undertaking the discovery process of the law proper. His system basically rests on a clear distinction and separation of the lawmaking process from the political process, a very important observation that was also made earlier today, and on the subordination of the rules of organization to the rules of law, the rules of the private law. Therefore, it may be fair to say that Hayek presented a solution which structure is closer to a civil law system, and that Leoni presented one which structure is closer to a common law system. And yet, both solutions share an important number of concerns and similar conceptual foundations. Hayek's ideal constitution should perhaps be more appealing to those trained in the civil law tradition, because the changes that would be required under his system would probably not imply enormous departures from the existing circumstances, and I think are practicable. The lawmaking process would not shift from the legislative branch of government to the judiciary, and thus the institutional framework would in that respect remain unchanged. From the perspective of Leoni, however, the question whether the higher chamber would not evolve into a central legal planner is valid. Hayek did not disregard this possibility and therefore proposed that the constitutional tribunal would have jurisdiction to void such possible excesses. The question follows then whether the decentralized system that Leoni presented would be a better barrier against constructivism through the legislative process and to the detriment of market institutions. This is probably why he questioned the role of a Supreme Court of Justice in a case law based system, because in effect, as we were reminded by Attorney General Mies as well, to some extent a Supreme Tribunal relatively unchecked could also engage in constructivism and judicial activism. The key question does, in order that the legal system may support free market institutions, seems to be how to closely interrelate the articulation of the rules of private law with real life cases. This, Hayek thought, could result from granting the higher chamber that he proposes in his ideal constitution, appellate jurisdiction in a fashion similar to that of the Judicial Committee of the English House of Lords. Leoni advocated a departure from a system of legislated rules of law and a return to a genuine common law system that could well permeate the mentality of the jurists of the common law jurisdictions. Let me conclude by saying that after a very long legal historical process, things have changed so that fundamental and widely accepted principles of law have progressively lost their deserved authority and preeminence. Somehow, those in power have managed to subordinate these principles to legislation frequently promoted by special interest groups. The future of civilization, I think, rests largely on our ability to revert this trend. No market order may progress adequately other than on the basis of just, abstract, and general rules of law. These rules cannot be invented, but can only be discovered. When necessary, such rules may be explicitly articulated so that they can be more easily followed by the several economic agents. Thank you very much.